Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we've seen it before, and we didn't like what we saw the first week or two, remember? And I believe it was Arthur Smith. Was it his second year? It was his first year. He didn't dress anybody, and we thought they looked sloppy. And then his second year, he did, and you know, it was okay, but wasn't great. And then last year, he played him a little bit, and now you got Raheem, and that's kind of his thing. I'm going to tell you straight up, I have zero clue if it matters or not. I know that you can say it does, and I understand that argument. And then I understand the other side, John, where it's like, why? How do you justify losing, I don't know, let's just say that Matthew Judon was forced to play last night. How do you justify losing him for the half a season because you wanted to play him in the third preseason game in August? How do you justify that to your owner, your fan base, or to your coaches and your players? Because I don't necessarily need to see Matthew Judon out there, taking reps. But I understand the offensive side where you say, well, Kirk Cousins needs those real live, you know, reps where guys are going to the ground and they can unload on people. It's one of those. It's six one way, half a dozen the other. Or I guess you could say it's the ultimate catch 22, because if you don't play these guys, John, you better start fast. And if we have a first half where it's 6-3 and the offense struggles against Pittsburgh, it is going to be a social media firestorm. But the reality is, there's one goal in the preseason, and it's to be healthy to start the regular season. The other stuff is kind of, you know, the icing on top, because for me, I know these guys can play football. If I get a full season of players, or at least go to a season healthy with almost a full starting roster or 22 or 53 or however you want to phrase it, then I think that's a win in the preseason. If we start slow in half a game and still come out okay, I don't care, right? I mean, isn't the goal now these days to make it through the preseason healthy?
No, that is the number one goal that you have to have, and especially for a team that had, up until the moves by Terry Fontenot, had taken a bit of a ding, losing especially Rondale Moore and DeMarco Helms and Braylon Trice, and not to mention Jakeem Grant. So I think there was some hesitancy there. I don't think that was the driving force, but I think there was some hesitancy there in regards to the fact, I think that the Falcons believe, and Raheem believes, that between scrimmages, between the combined practice with Miami, let's not forget they played a full scrimmage, padded scrimmage just this past Wednesday, that they've had plenty of practice time, that they're good to go here. And on top of the fact that, Arthur Blank is invested, Bo Morgan is executive producer of the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network and, of course, a morning shift host. Bo, do you think that the Falcons had the best offseason of any team in the NFL, considering Cousins and Simmons and Judon and everything? Do they have the best offseason of anybody?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
John, I think they're definitely in the fight for it. They're in the hunt. They're in the conversation, because just the Cousins, you fixed your biggest issue. Arthur Blank had a press conference in January, and he dismissed his head coach because he said this is a playoff roster. We believe that, and we didn't do the one thing we needed to do in the offseason. We didn't do the one thing we needed to do last year, was get a quarterback ready to play and to win. And Arthur Smith had sold them that Desmond Ridder could win it, could win with him and all that, and they didn't. And I think that was the ultimate thing. And so you go get that guy, and you go get a true number two receiver, because I know a lot of people probably aren't as high as I am on Darnell Mooney. But, John, the guy's had big year in the NFL before. Injuries, yeah. Also, I'm going to ruffle feathers, but I don't know if I can really judge a guy on what the offense was in Chicago with Justin Fields and is it Tyson Bagent for some of it. And all that. Justin Fields has got a great deep ball, but there's other parts to it. And getting him the ball, and you added a true yak receiver, you got Kyle Pitts healthy, which is a win in his offseason in its own right. And you added guys like Ray McCloud. So but then you have the Michael Penix thing, and you go, well, what are we doing? Why did we draft a quarterback? Why? We don't need one. We needed to get an edge rusher. And if you want to call the training camp part of the offseason still the offseason, which I think you and I are okay with, I'm definitely okay with it, then hell yeah. Because you got two top 100 NFL players. You got guys with multiple all-pro seasons, and they're still doing it. Judon had 32 sacks in like 30-something games. And he's got injury concerns. He's had essentially one injury in his career. He missed four games, John, before last season, torn bicep. He had missed four games in his NFL career. Justin Simmons has got the most interceptions since 2016. You now have 50 interceptions between your safeties, and you can talk about that, well, they never – fix the other cornerback spot. Well, they think they're pretty good with Clark Phillips and Mike Hughes. And I think Clark Phillips has got a real chance to be a real stud in the NFL. You can just watch some of the plays he's made. But you brought Eddie Goldman back again. I like the fact that they got a Roro and Dorlis and Bertrand at that point in the draft. And you talk about it, the safety spot real quick. I don't know what strong safety and free safety means in the league anymore. I know that you're going to play probably Justin Simmons in the box a little bit more than Jesse, because Justin, these two guys aren't dissimilar either. 6'2", 205 for Simmons, and 6'1", around 200 for Bates. But Justin Simmons is a heck of a run stopper at that safety position. He's a great tackler. So the argument can absolutely be made. A long answer to your question, John, yes, you could absolutely say that Terry Fontenot has won the offseason as general manager. And it's like he has said before, and I reminded him last night when he was in the booth with us, it's not an arrogance, John, it's a confidence.
Raheem Morris, Bo, has said the word Super Bowl. I haven't, but he did. I said 10 wins. He started saying Mike's job is to learn and Kirk's job is to get us to a Super Bowl. He started saying the word Super Bowl before he got Judon and before he got Simmons here. Do you believe, do you understand, as you hear it inside Flowery Branch, because you're there, is there the kind of an undercurrent of, look, we believe that we are here as true Super Bowl contenders?
Yeah, I understand he's used that, and I think ultimately that's what his goal is, and I think that's what it should be. I think there is a belief in that building of each other, and we had Mouton on last night after the game, and Donovan Mouton, it might not make this roster, but I think he had like 18 combined tackles and maybe 15 solo last night, and that's a guy that would be, if he makes the roster, will be a third string guy, and he played really well. There is a belief and a unity in this locker room that, like, I haven't seen in a long time. It does take me back to the 16 and the 17 seasons, and I'm not going to use the words that DQ used, because I know they give people like the ickies and they make them cringe, and it's flashbacks of Super Bowl 51 and stuff, but that unity is something I haven't seen in a while. And the locker room has a belief, and not only themselves, but each other and the coaching staff. And so those aren't the words I'll use, but I think that is a goal of this team, obviously. Teams are always going to tell you, well, we want to win the division, and then, you get to the playoffs, and then, yeah, your goal is to win each game and obviously make the Super Bowl. But the first goal is to win the division. And I think that's probably what the inside is. But I think he's a comfortable human being. He's a confident human being. He's not afraid to say what he wants to do, and that is win the Super Bowl. And when you add all pros like you have, then why not? You feel secure and you've got depth. I think you go back and look, and your offensive line last night was what would be essentially the full second string. That's what they played. That's what they started against the guy, Saxonville, as they want to call themselves. With you got Josh Allen and Trayvon Walker, and they've got a good defense over there in Jacksonville. It's not. I know Foyer didn't play, our old friend, last night, but they still got a pretty good defense. So you moved the ball. You didn't score, but you moved the ball a little bit against. With your full second string and your third string quarterback, if he makes the roster, and or if he's not traded. So, yeah, you didn't. I think there is some belief, and I think you've got the talent. And I think there should be excitement in this city for that. I will never use those words. I don't like using them. I have an Atlanta fan like you. You and I have grown up in this city as kids, and we went to high school in the area. So we've got a little bit of that Atlanta-itis where we're afraid to maybe use those words. But if they want to use them, I have no problems with my coach having confidence and putting those words out there. As long as you remember that all of that is great until you don't do things. And that's when you get a couple of years of talking and not putting it out there, and all the goodwill goes away. Ask DQ late in his tenure. Ask Mike Smith late in his tenure. Hell, ask Arthur Smith. After 2021, essentially, even though to me 23 was the one year he had a chance to put up or shut up, and he didn't.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.